Turns out the supply of fake goods is proliferating. We know that from a new investigation by Consumer Reports. NPR's Anthony Brooks has this story.
When consumers choose to buy a fake Gucci handbag or a knockoff Rolex watch, they usually know what they're doing. They pay a street vendor or some third-party website a fraction of the price that the real item would sell for. It's a bargain, but the product is a fake, and in most cases, the buyers know it. They can buy everything from imitation Louis Vuitton and Christian Dior to counterfeit sneakers to pirated CDs. But according to Consumer Reports, there's a growing market of counterfeit goods that consumers don't know they're buying.
There are goods out there that we come in contact with every day.
Todd Mark, senior editor at Consumer Reports, says there's a plethora of fake goods that can threaten the health, safety, and welfare of consumers everywhere.
And what am I talking about? I'm talking about pills, prescription medications. I'm talking about counterfeit extension cords, Christmas tree lights, power strips, surge protectors, and smoke alarms, even auto parts, brake pads, oil filters, spark plugs, you name it.
Many of these products are dangerous, and according to Marks, many are showing up in retail outlets, no longer the exclusive domain of the shady street vendor. The easiest way to avoid this stuff is to stick with reputable dealers. Be suspicious of third-party websites that offer deep discounts. The report points out that eBay, for example, has been the target of lawsuits for not doing enough to banish fake merchandise from its site. The bottom line, according to Consumer Reports, if the deal appears too good to be true, don't believe it. Anthony Brooks, NPR News.